Low food stocks, a kitchen not visibly clean, mealtimes described as chaotic and unpleasant for residents. Just some of the findings from a new report from HICWA, the Health Information and Quality Authority, following an inspection of a nursing home, Bushfield Care Centre in Oranmore in County Galway last June. This inspection followed on two earlier inspections in March and April. The Bushfield Care Centre, located close to Oranmore, is described as a purpose-built, single-storey bungalow-style building and accommodates up to 45 male and female residents. In its response to the HICWA report, the owners of the home have set out a wide-ranging compliance plan detailing the changes now being introduced at the centre. The home did not respond to calls from Morning Ireland last evening. Now, for reaction to these findings, I'm joined by Patricia Rickard-Clark, the chairperson of the independent body Safeguarding Ireland. Good morning to you and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mary.
It is very upsetting to read the detail in this report around, you know, the inadequate quality and delivery of food, the failure of menus to deliver what it says on the menu, and the respect for the choices being made by residents. What's your own reaction to what you've read here?
Quite appalled, really. Clear abuse and neglect of very vulnerable adults, people who are at risk and need care. And I suppose, as you probably know, Safeguarding Ireland has been advocating for some time for a proper legal framework. Mm-hmm. And indeed, the Law Reform Commission has recently published a large report in April of this year making recommendations. So just to tell you what the current situation is,
yeah,
I'm not surprised.
Just to say, before you go on, Patricia, I mean, this is around, and I've read through the report this morning, the details around the kitchen area, the availability of food, fresh food, frozen food and so on, and then around the dining area, the delivery of food to people's bedrooms and so on. And you describe it as an abuse, I suppose, maybe of their food choices and so on, but it's clear to make a distinction between that and maybe there are no indications here of people being mistreated.
Well, I would regard that as not respecting a person's rights.
I understand, yeah, it's just to be clear,
extent.
I just want
yes,
you to be clear
absolutely.
On what you are saying.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's huge lack of respect for a person, a lack of respect for their dignity and their rights. So we don't have a proper statutory provision for assessing care needs. It's all about appropriate care. And obviously there are indications where there was a person had was immobile and wasn't supported and assisted to have their breakfast. Again, the choices, food being, drinks being poured out and a person not given a choice as to whether it was sweetened or not. So a lot of very poor care, very poor care generally. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying there's no proper statutory provision generally for assessing care needs and support needs of people.
And do you mean by that, Patricia, that I suppose what I'm trying to get to here is what right has a resident in that situation? Or if a resident is unable to assert a right, what right do their advocates have?
Well, there's no legal framework, yeah. And that's the big problem. That's the big problem. So in other words, obviously HICWA has inspected and there's meant to be a care plan. But in terms of setting out the standards in the care plan and in respect of, say, the staff are being trained, a lot of these, and this is a private nursing home, a lot of them have care assistants. They don't have membership of a professional body. They have VITAC training, but they don't get training in place, particularly if there's no direction. And here, certainly, there was no senior staff that were giving directions to staff. There were issues like training of staff in the kitchen who were not aware of the nutritional requirements of some of these people. So people were getting food that was inappropriate to them as well as actually not getting adequate food. So the Law Reform Commission, in the report, they also published two bills, a civil law bill and a criminal law bill, and they suggested, and we badly need them, an offence of intentional or reckless abuse, neglect or ill-treatment, an offence of exposure to risk of serious harm or sexual abuse, and other offences. And even before, we do need adult safeguarding legislation. Mm-hmm. We need a safeguarding body where the likes of the regulators like HICWA and whatever can report to that body, and that body would be empowered to take action and apply for safeguarding orders apply for access and inspections. But even before that, every year we have a criminal law bill. So now is an opportunity to take some of those recommendations of the Law Reform Commission in terms of neglect and abuse and having proper safeguarding orders made in the court. And we really need an independent body to oversee all of that.
Another independent body separate to HICWA.
Well, they're a regulator, but a separate body that will set out standards, set out training, put in preventative measures, can take action and intervention. HICWA's remit is limited to some extent, and you know, they're, and again, the whole question of governance and whatever is a huge issue.
Patricia Ricard-Clark, thank you very much for joining us. It's 7:30.